This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Standing here. You tell yourself you know what to do. When you realize that I am coming for you, then you'll change your mind and run like a child. When you see me standing here, now I'm standing here. Don't question my heart. Don't question the fire that burns inside.
Place Me Nation, welcome back to another episode of Extreme Resurrection. I'm James Gruenberg alongside Michael Cook. Mike, how are you doing tonight?
Doing okay. This was up here in the Northeast where the weather, they can't make up their damn mind. You know, 30 degrees 2 days ago, 60 degrees, half rain, half wind, and sun. You know, when, you know, it's just been crazy here.
Yeah, today was a little bit warmer. It was like high of 65, I think it got to. That's all it said on my car temperature.
Yeah, I was work all day, but I saw how nasty the rain was coming down earlier.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't really raining that much where I am. It was just, I think it rained like in the morning, and then like it was like just like cloudy too. So like when it's like rain, like when the rain stops, like it's just cloudy mist, like it feels a little bit warmer. So that was good.
Yeah, and, you know, I think which helps is this episode is, of these two shows, we're going to be in a pleasant surprise.
Yes, we are. So, without further ado, let's get down to business. This is ECW on Sci-Fi from November 21st, 2006. We're live in Long Island with Joey Styles and Taz. A recap of Bobby Lashley signing the contract into the Elimination Chamber. So we know that our six competitors are going to be Test, Sabu, Rob Van Dam, Bobby Lashley, Big Show. Oh, man, I totally forget the last one. Who the heck is it?
Punk?
Yeah, it's Punk. Yeah, I always keep forgetting that. I keep thinking it's Sandman, but, like, it's not. Yeah. So those are our six. So, like, I always just forget the last one. I'm like, oh, man. Like, you know, I keep forgetting it's Punk. Like, I think it's Sandman for some reason. I think he should be in that one. I don't know. But,
or at least Dreamer, you would think.
Yeah. So then we get the recap of Bobby Lashley. So he's going to be in the chamber on December 3rd. We start off with a Matt Stryker's classroom segment, and Stryker says he's going to challenge Bobby Lashley, and he's going to annihilate Lashley. So it's Matt Stryker versus Bobby Lashley, and before the match, or even like during the match too, Bobby Lashley just destroys all of Matt Stryker's classroom stuff. I have a belly-to-belly suplex by Lashley, a spear to Stryker, and then the Dominator. So a good performance by Bobby Lashley, but nothing from Stryker. I gave this I was generous. I gave it a quarter star. I mean, it's basically just a squash, you know?
And it's not even really a match.
It should have just been like a beat-up segment where, like, you know, Stryker just, like, you know, gets his butt kicked, and then Bobby just destroys the whole classroom. Like, I don't understand why they even have like a referee out there. This could have been easily just like the segment to get where Bobby Lashley's dominance comes from.
Yeah, I mean this was a perfect it was a really good segment. I liked it. It was, if you want to call it a match, it doesn't matter. I mean, it did what it's supposed to do. Introduces Lashley, and you know, Stryker's the perfect person to have that done to.
Yeah, I wouldn't have even have given it a rating too. So I'll probably like take back my rating because, like, you know, it should have just been a segment. But again, it was like a referee in there. So then we get the Hardy Boys. They're going to reunite tonight as a tag team. I don't even remember when Jeff Hardy actually. I didn't even know Jeff Hardy was the I forgot that Jeff Hardy was the Intercontinental Champion at this time. So he must have been. He obviously beat Umaga sometime after Cyber Sunday.
Yeah, it was first time they've teamed in 4 years.
Wow! And then the last thing I remember Matt Hardy doing in like 2005, 2006 was that he was on SmackDown after losing that Loser Leaves Raw match with Edge, and that he was on the 2005 Survivor Series team. I really forgot what Matt Hardy was doing at the time on SmackDown in 2006, but it's nice to see the Hardy Boys reunite here. They're going to be taking on the FBI. Matt and Guido start off. A nice double team moves by the Hardys. A double elbow drop by the FBI to Jeff. A jawbreaker by Jeff to Tony Mamaluke. Double drop kick by Jeff to the FBI. This is what was really, like, insane to me. Extreme move for, like, the ECW audience. The neckbreaker powerbomb to Tony Mamaluke by the Hardy Boys. Did you see that, Mike? What did you think of that move?
It was interesting. I mean, someone could have been really hurt, but it was pretty good.
And then you just basically get, like, you know, the Swanton bomb by Jeff, and he pins Guido. So the Hardy Boys are your winners, and they're going to be facing and this is also right before Survivor Series 2. So the Hardy Boys are going to be on Team D-Generation X to face Team RKO.
Along with Punk.
Yeah. So, Punk's also going to be on that team, and Mike Knox is going to be on Team RKO.
Yeah. Now, something with Hardy, you were questioning what he was doing. He was feuding with Gregory Helms at the time, who was Cruiserweight Champion. They will meet at Survivors, or they did meet at Survivor Series, but they wrestled one final match. I'm looking here. Oh, they wrestled at No Mercy.
Oh, okay.
And he was out before that with a staph infection for quite a while.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I totally would not have remembered that, but, you know, it's good to see that the Hardy Boys are back. I want a star in three quarters, Mike. You know, good performance by the Hardy Boys, but not much showing from the FBI except for that double elbow drop by the both of them to Jeff.
You know, I gave it a star and a half. I mean, it was basically a squash, but again, it was just to showcase the Hardys back together, and definitely, you know. It was definitely a crowd-pleasing moment.
Yes, it was. Then the Hardy Boys just doing their jumps and, their Team Extreme. So now we get Paul Heyman. He is going to confront Rob Van Dam, and he puts Rob Van Dam's Elimination Chamber spot on the line for when Rob Van Dam faces Hardcore Holly in tonight's main event, which is contested under Extreme Rules. I like this little segment. You know, it puts the marbles on the line for Rob Van Dam. Like, who's going to who's going to get the spot in the Elimination Chamber? Because, you know, Hardcore Holly was going to sign that contract, but he got intercepted by Bobby Lashley. So, a good segment by Rob and Paul here. What'd you think?
Yeah, it was good. You can't have an Elimination Chamber or something like that without some sort of spot up for grabs. And so this is your obligatory match. But it was an overall good segment, better than it has been.
Yes. So then we get CM Punk versus Kevin Thorne. A shoulder knock by Kevin, a drop kick by Punk, a backbreaker by Thorne. Kevin has Punk in the Boston Crab. Then Kelly Kelly comes out to support Punk. And then Punk makes Kevin Thorne submit to the Anaconda Vice Grip. I gave it a star. Nothing really special, but better than the CM Punk squashes we've been getting.
Yeah, I only still only gave it a half star. I mean, it's just get him an opponent already. You know, it's not doing anything with him. You know, and poor Mike Knox with a little boo-boo face at the top, you know, that Kelly gave Punk a hug.
Yeah, it's like they're still trying to, like, hold on to that storyline segment, but, like, we know it's in the rear view mirror of CM Punk and the Mike Knox character itself. So it's like, just let it go, or, you know, just have Kelly be with Punk.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. Now the Big Show comes to the ring. He is confident in retaining his title in the chamber, says no one can beat him. And we've seen, like, you know, in the past, like, 4 months that the Big Show has been on a rampage of, you know, beating up opponents and just, like, dominating as well. I mean, you know, he brings up the Ric Flair, fight, where Ric Flair gets slammed into the thumbtacks and all that stuff. You know, not even Sabu at SummerSlam could beat the Big Show in what was a brutal match there. So the Big Show has been on a roll. Bobby Lashley comes out to fight the Big Show. Big Show punts Lashley, but then Big Show misses Bobby with the belt. Lashley hits Big Show with the belt, and Big Show goes to the outside. Bobby Lashley is standing tall with the belt. So it looks like Lashley is trying to claim that he's going to be the new ECW World Heavyweight Champion at December to Dismember.
Another good segment. You know, it's showing intensity by both, and I really liked it.
A little bit more aggression with the Big Show here.
Yeah, he needs it after, you know, his last few years. It's just been up and down and ranging from, I mean, he's done everything. And this is really the first time in a while that he's really shown aggression. And, you know, he's believable as a big badass.
Yeah, and he's a good opponent for Bobby Lashley. Like, when you look at the two of them, you know, Big Show is still bigger than Bobby Lashley as well.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, especially with his height. But I really think at this time, they could actually have a decent match. Because Big Show, you know, he has slimmed down a little bit. Nothing to what he would be, you know, in recent years. Like, nowadays. And he's definitely slimmer than he was in the era right after Taker turned. You know, I mean, he was really big then. Didn't really have mobility, but he is showing, you know, that he can move a little bit now.
Yeah, his look still here, you know, seems a little bit like, you know, like, he's still, like, a little clumsy, but, like, not really clumsy, but, like, you know, just, like, droopy in a way. But there were, like, a lot of reports that he wants off the road, so we'll see what happens there. That, like, you know, they were reporting that, like, the Big Show just you know, doesn't want to do it anymore, but we'll see what happens when we get there.
Yep.
I was trying to look and guess at Bobby Lashley's height. What is he, like, 7 feet? If Big Show's 7'4", then, like, Lashley seemed like he's, like, 6'9 or 6'8, you know?
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to say my guess would be 6'8". Mm-hmm. He is. Come on. He's 6'3". Good.
Wow.
He's built Yeah, he's only 6'3". Wow. You wouldn't think that.
That doesn't seem, well, I mean, his height, like, to Big Show's neck didn't seem like he's, like, only 6'3". You know, I thought he was, like, bigger. I mean, unless the Big Show, like, you know, shrunk a little bit. But that's pretty interesting.
They're saying right now he's 6'3", 273.
Maybe he might have been taller, like, in 2006. I don't know. But,
yeah, so now, I mean, you figure, well, you know what? Actually, Big Show is only 7 feet tall.
Okay.
So I mean, he's built at 7'4", but, you know, so 7 feet, actually, you know, that makes a little more sense.
Yeah. So now it's time, Mike, for our main event already. It is Rob Van Dam versus Hardcore Holly in an Extreme Rules match where Rob Van Dam's Elimination Chamber spot is on the line. A spinning heel kick to Hardcore Holly, a rolling thunder to Holly. That spinning leg dive by Rob Van Dam where he goes to the outside and he bounces off the security wall. Diving leg drop by RVD. And then the chairs on the turnbuckle. Holly sends RVD face first into the chair. Holly then crushes the chair into RVD's face. And then he drops RVD onto the chair right into RVD's throat. This is what I thought was like, you know, a little like, holy crap, you know, like that's gotta like hurt. Like I'm just, like it's like Taz said, that might have crushed Van Dam's esophagus because that was brutal.
It did. Not as brutal as, you know, when last time RVD and Holly fought with Holly's that cut, but still.
Or like in the first Elimination Chamber when Rob Van Dam actually did crush Triple H's esophagus in the first Elimination Chamber.
That is true.
Yep. So then chops by Hardcore Holly. A drop kick to the outside by Holly. A diving leg drop onto the chair by Holly. So Hardcore Holly's just dominating Rob Van Dam. And then so Hardcore Holly goes out to the outside and he takes like the ring belt. I don't know who he took, but he took like a guy's. He literally just took a guy's belt off his pants and just starts whipping RVD with the belt. That was funny, I thought. It's like, give me your belt. It's like, what?
A little different.
Yeah. And then a monkey flip to Holly. And then, so, Rob Van Dam, you know, does a suplex to Hardcore Holly onto the chair, and then the five-star frog splash. So RVD pins Hardcore Holly. I'm going to give this 2.5 stars, Mike. I thought it was really, really good with towards the end, like when Hardcore Holly turns it around and crushes RVD's throat with the chair, and then, you know, the suplex and the five-star frog splash. So 2.5 for me. This was a really good main event.
I liked it also. I also gave it 2.5. I like the fact that even though it was an Extreme Rules match, they didn't really go over. They didn't go too crazy with the weapons. You know, the chair was probably the heaviest thing, and yeah, they used the belt and stuff. But I like it was very brutal, very hardcore. Like it was brutal, and I really liked it. And I thought Hardcore Holly did an excellent job. You know, and you get the little bit of the payback from when, you know, from they had that match about 2 months previous to this. And, you know, it was really good. And you gave both of them something to do.
Yeah, and I think that it sent the ECW crowd home happy.
Yes, definitely.
That one, Rob Van Dam won, and two, Rob Van Dam won in fashion with some weapons in an Extreme Rules match. So, Mike, now we are on ECW from November 28th, 2006. This is the go-home to ECW's first pay-per-view under the WWE umbrella, December to Dismember. They're live in Buffalo, New York. We start off with Paul Heyman in the ring. He says Sunday is December to Dismember. Says this will be the most extreme chamber ever. Says each pod in the chamber will have a weapon. So there's four pods, and two of the combatants will start in the chamber in the ring. So each of the guys in the pod will have a weapon. Those weapons consist of a chair, a table, a crowbar, and a barbed wire baseball bat. I thought this was a good opening, you know, Paul Heyman to promote the pay-per-view and just to see how violent the extreme elimination chamber is going to be.
They can't have the bat without Mick Foley, just saying.
Yep. But, looks like it's going to be a hardcore chamber match.
And again, it's something different, you know, so, you know, it's doing something, trying to be different than everyone else.
And keep in mind, Mike, also tonight, all six competitors are facing off tonight. It's going to be Rob Van Dam versus Sabu. It's going to be CM Punk versus Test, and obviously The Big Show versus Bobby Lashley. So we start off with Rob Van Dam versus Sabu. Rob Van Dam understands all the risk for the reward of becoming ECW champion in his promo. And Sabu is ready to put his body on the line for the ECW title as well. Notice how Sabu only had a short promo and Rob Van Dam had a little bit longer promo.
Yeah, you don't want Sabu tapping too long.
I had nice takedowns by both guys, a monkey flip by RVD. And this is where Sabu gets sloppy, Mike. I don't know if you caught these, but I sure did. It's a hurricanrana that's missed by Sabu, but it looked, I don't know if it was botched, like, or that was supposed to happen, but he completely misses the hurricanrana. So then RVD's like, oh, let me try it from the top of the rope instead of the turnbuckle. But then, you know, Sabu was speared in midair by RVD. And then Sabu misses a jumping powerbomb. Again, I don't know if these are supposed to happen where he's missing or if they're botched, but this is like making Sabu like just look bad. What do you think, Mike?
It was awful. Like, it's just, he's never been known for great, but I think just, you know, too risky and it's just too out of hand.
Yep. So RVD hits a moonsault to the outside on Sabu. RVD misses a diving leg drop. Sabu hits his diving leg drop onto the back of RVD's neck. Rolling thunder by RVD. Sabu misses the diving DDT. And that gets turned into a frog splash for the win. RVD wins. I gave it a star and a half. I liked RVD's performance more than Sabu's performance.
I also gave it a star and a half. And this had potential to be more, but one, the botches, and 10 minutes and 21 seconds for set is just way too long for a RVD Sabu 2006 match on an hour program. That's just me.
Yeah, I think like even 10 minutes is way too long for like Sabu. I know that, I'm sure Rob Van Dam can do it, but like Sabu cannot do 10 minutes. Like, oh, he needs to do like those like 4 to 5 minute, like 5 minute max squash matches, whether he's getting squashed by extreme rules or he's the one doing the squashing, you know, like you can't really, you're exposing Sabu into knowing that he cannot go this long as a wrestler.
Yeah.
So now we have We have the Hardy Boys coming back again for another edition of ECW. They are taking on Sylvester Turkai and Elijah Burke. So we have new, well, we saw Elijah Burke on commentary, but, you know, we're seeing Sylvester Turkai and Elijah Burke for the first time on ECW teaming up together. I was told by Taz that they've been teaming up on SmackDown, but I never really remembered them on SmackDown. I always remembered Elijah Burke and Sylvester on ECW.
Yeah, and not many people remember Sylvester. I mean, I don't remember him much at all.
No, but then when they were getting into like the new breed or like, you know, versus like the extreme guys, they were trying to push Elijah Burke just a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, also part of this is to keep in mind that Matt Hardy was put out by Eminem, and that's part of his who he was feuding with over on SmackDown.
Yes, it is, and that the Joey Styles reminds us that the Hardy Boys will be facing Eminem this Sunday at December 2 Dismember. But I don't remember. I think that this was the only other match that got a promotion. So, you know, when we get to the pay-per-view, keep in mind that the Extreme Elimination Chamber and this tag team match between the Hardys and the Eminem are really the only ones that get the promotion time. Everything else is like, we just got to throw something out there.
Yeah.
So Elijah Burke and Jeff start off, and Elijah starts off a hurricanrana to Elijah by Jeff. Clothesline by Elijah in by Jeff. No, wait, clothesline by Elijah into Jeff Hardy. Headbutts to Jeff and a power slam by Sylvester Turkai. Sylvester goes shoulder first into the turnbuckle. And then, like, it's basically a poetry in motion, then a twist of fate and a swanton bomb for the win. I gave it a star and a quarter. Not really much from Sylvester, much like the FBI as well. But I just like the Hardy Boys' performance here.
Yeah, I mean, I gave it a half star. The match was bad, but as you're going to go into, you know, the post-match was good. The match wasn't really anything of note. And then again, you know, so far Burke and Turkay weren't much of a note anyway either, so.
No. So then Eminem comes out and they beat up on the Hardys to, you know, get some of their heat back going into the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
We get a press conference that was held in Georgia to promote December 2 Dismember. RVD, Big Show, and Test all give little speeches to promote the match. Notice how Sabu and Bobby Lashley were not there to speak onto the microphone. That might have been for a good cause.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we learn later that Lashley does improve, but at this time he really wasn't good on the mic.
No. So now we get CM Punk versus Test. This had potential to be a really good matchup. I'm going to say this now. I like how they did the finish because I think they were really like they couldn't have Punk lose, but I think they still wanted to make Test coming out strong as well. So I like what they did with this finish. Elbows and yeah.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Elbows and punches to Punk by Test. Clothesline by Test. Test goes into the ring post face first. A side slam by Test. Punk dives through the second rope onto Test. And then Punk slams Test into the steps. And then he goes into like the security barrier. And then both are counted out. Punk unloads on Test. I gave it a star. I thought that, you know, Test versus Punk, again, seemed like really good on paper. And, you know, Test was showing his powerhouse moves and, you know, Punk was showing the Muay Thai kickboxing and everything.
Yeah, but Tess is such a generic heel at this point. It's just there to be a bad guy. I mean, I like the Punk's intensity with the punches and all that, and it wasn't horrible. I mean, I still only gave it a star and a, I gave it a star and a half, and I think that's generous.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I just think that, like, because there was no clear winner, but I understood why, it sort of took away from the match. But, you know, again, they didn't want Punk to lose, and they wanted to keep Tess strong. So now we get our main event, Bobby Lashley versus The Big Show. Lashley tries to knock Big Show off his feet, but gets, like, runs right into a monster clothesline by the Big Show. A chops to Lashley. Then Lashley just walks right into a kick to the face by the Big Show. Lashley suplexes the Big Show from the first turnbuckle rope. And then a spear by Lashley to the Big Show. The Riot Squad then comes and draws the disqualification. They beat up Lashley. A big boot by Tess to Lashley, a choke slam, and a final cut to Lashley. Then Paul Heyman starts slapping Bobby Lashley. And then Big Show hits Bobby with the belt. So I gave the match one star. You know, it was what it was. You know, it goes to a disqualification. And, you know, a good ending with the heels getting over on Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good ending. I agree with you with the match, only a star. It sets up perfectly. You know, you almost, you know, can sense on what's about to happen. But you always got to have, I mean, 9 times out of 10, you got to have the heel, you know, look strong, or the champion look strong going into the go home, you know, the ending scene.
Yeah, going into the pay-per-view, you have to have the champion look strong. And I'm surprised, like, you know, they're having, like, Tess go strong too, like, even though, you know, it's going to be every man for himself. But I do like how it's a Big Show, and like, and it's Tess being the Big Show's lackey, you know, like, again, Tess is always going to be a heel, and I just think, like, it's good heel maneuver by Tess.
Yes.
For him to get that big boot into Bobby Lashley. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of ECW on Sci-Fi. And that's going to wrap it up for Extreme Resurrection tonight. But before we go, Mike, do you have anything that you want to plug?
We're still doing the monthly pay-per-views, you know, the pick'em, so feel free to, you know, to go for it and join us. You can contact myself or the Cowboy. And also, I'm going to be coming up on an episode of, you know, 902 Croso with JT, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I love watching I love listening to the JT and Tim on Beverly Hills 90210. I just finished watching that show a couple of months ago, and I really enjoyed it. So I enjoy what they do on the North South Connection. I don't have anything to really plug, so that's going to do it for us on Extreme Resurrection. We will see you next time, and when. We have a special surprise for the listeners. Our next episode is going to be a special watch along episode where me and Mike are going to watch the pay per view that had ended as one of the worst pay per views ever by WWE and ECW, December to Dismember. And that pay-per-view leads to Paul Heyman leaving WWE for four and a half years. So we'll see what really went wrong with the pay-per-view and why fans say that it is one of the worst pay-per-views ever. So I'm James Gruenberg, he's Michael Cook, and we will see you next time right here on Extreme Resurrection.
Looking for me.